Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
And now, it's time for Hollywood's Headlines. Without further ado, here's Hollywood.
All right, Woody, what do you got for us today?
All right, guys. Phil Mickelson, Bryson DeChampain, among 11 of the pieces of human trash that are filing an antitrust lawsuit against the PGA Tour here. These guys, of course, are part of the LIV Golf Tour. So now they are going to go to the legal battle here against the PGA Tour.
They want freedom to play on either tour, correct? They want to play on the big events in the PGA. And the PGA guys yesterday, for anybody that watched Golf Channel last night, they're all salty. Like, oh, okay, so you want that one and come back to ours too after you ripped it and didn't want to be part of it because it was too much golf and you wanted to play less rounds and less events, but yet you still want to, you're going to come play 15 of ours too? Yeah, it was pretty crazy. Some bad blood, my God.
The irrelevance of the LIV Tour is pretty amazing, isn't it? Like,
the numbers are bad.
I read some of the stuff about it. So they play loud music and I don't know. Those guys, golf but louder. That's what they try to make it as.
Those guys only care about one thing. I know they haven't said it.
I know they don't.
But it's obvious.
I know it's all money.
It's all money. Green in any language.
I got you. All right, Marquise Brown arrested here. He was. I know this sucks.
What's he doing?
I don't know.
Exceeding 85 miles an hour. Now, I don't think they came out yet with the exact speed that he was going. I didn't see it, and TMZ doesn't have it, so probably nobody
what
does.
What did you say? So he was clocked at what?
It said he was booked on a charge of exceeding 85 miles an hour.
All right, and I think that the felony charge for that would be 50 over it. So if he gets charged with that, that means he's probably got clocked at like 130.
I don't know
what the number was.
Let me tell you what I do know.
It's like to get arrested and like there's a mugshot of him and everything. Like they took him down to the police station. Like he must. I mean,
so
man,
you know the sad part of this is they're really counting on that guy. Obviously, they traded for him. DeAndre Hopkins is going to be out for six games, and you got a pulled hamstring. Like not practicing right now. They're hoping to have him back next week. Like, what are you doing, man?
Good luck figuring out how long Goodell will suspend this guy.
He won't get suspended for speed.
He got arrested. He's got to get suspended.
He won't get suspended for speed. It's other stuff with the speed.
Okay.
You think – when was the last time we heard somebody was driving too fast
got suspended? He got arrested, taken down.
If you're drinking.
I think the difference is going to be because Arizona laws say anything over 20 is over the posted speed limit is criminal speeding. That's the misdemeanor. It's over 50 where it's a felony.
You get, arrested and taken down to the station and everything? Like, they probably suspend you? I don't know.
It's going to .05. It's a misdemeanor.
Good thing the NFL is consistent with this. So.
Well, I just
check the book.
I just don't want you to decide to start suspending people here today. What else you have? Yeah.
All right. Nick Saban was speaking, and this was interesting here. He was on some morning show they have in Birmingham, and he said last year for Alabama was a rebuilding year. Said we had kind of a rebuilding year.
It's kind of scary.
If you look at what they did last year, they won 13 games, won their division, the conference, and they had a Heisman Trophy winning quarterback.
It's a hell of a rebuild.
Whew, man.
Wow. I can't wait to see.
I don't think they're,
I guess they're ready this year. They're reloaded.
I don't think he rebuilds. He gets better transfer portal players than you do. And he gets better recruiting classes than you do.
So is that an ass clown comment for saying it's a rebuild?
Yeah.
The Heisman Trophy winner, 13 wins, and you're playing in the Final Four?
If he said, I think this team's better than last year's, I'd be fine. But, yeah, I don't think he does that. Yeah. The rebuild is kind of weak.
Rebuilding here? Come on. What, 13 games?
All right, guys, you ready for a reboot that nobody asked for once again?
What is it?
Slam Ball is coming back. Do you remember Slam Ball?
No.
Slam Ball is the game where you have, I'm trying to like explain this to you. There's like five or six trampolines in different squares, and it's basketball with the trampolines.
No, wow.
You got me, Woody. No.
It's coming back. I didn't know it was here.
Yeah, me neither.
Okay, well.
One of your favorite events, apparently. You got a little excited.
Slam Ball was.
Slam Ball?
Was important for like the 2 minutes it was here, but like.
I might as well bring it back.
You guys really don't remember Slam
Ball?
No, I don't
remember.
Trampoline,
I thought
basketball.
You were
going
to tell us where you throw the ball and try to hit the other guy in the head and knock him out until the. That's ball tag, I guess. Mm. I'm sorry.
Excuse me? You say dodgeball?
Dodgeball.
Dodgeball.
Ball tag.
Ball tag. Dodgeball, thank you.
You didn't call it ball tag, did you?
I did, ball tag.
No, I'm saying like back in the day, was it called ball tag?
No, I think it was always been dodgeball.
Ball tag.
I don't think they changed the name. That was a big sport in PE.
Oh, yeah, of
course.
Probably
been the one sport it's been. No.
Oh, no.
But we
used to, the
guys used to could throw it, try to get the kids that really didn't want to be in PE, and we were mean little bastards, try to hit them in the head.
Right,
and
right.
Hit him between the legs.
Well, the reason why they can't do it.
That's right. Can't do it anymore. Yeah.
The founder who's rebooting this thing is calling it basketball mixed with football and MMA on big trampolines.
All right. I might watch that.
No, you're not.
Don't
lie about that.
No.
You'll have the goal.
It's like you go up to Duncan and some other guy comes over and slams you, is what you're telling me.
I just don't get it. Like, all I keep hearing is how we're in a recession and there's no money and all this stuff. And, like, we're bringing back Slam Ball.
Right.
Someone's got the money to bring back Slam Ball, something that nobody wants.
Right. Well, you do. Right?
We're going to have two off season.
One out of the three.
No, I'm not going to watch it. But
we're
like,
going to have competing off season football, right, professional football coming up. Although I did catch, finally caught what The Rock's going to try to do. There, he's playing that 54th man, and that. We're going to be your opportunity to get back in the league by playing well.
But you pay better than the practice squad.
He's playing the minor league football card.
But do you pay better than the practice squad?
No way.
Then why would I take that chance? I'd rather sit on the practice
The
squad.
NBA must be really scared. They're going to steal all their viewers.
Slam Ball.
Yeah, Slam Ball too. It'll be tough out there. It'll be tough sledding for the major sports leagues, man.
Jeez.
Between Slam Ball and the XFL.
Slam Ball.
What's the other league's called? It's XFL. What's the other name?
It's not the AFL anymore.
That's done.
USFL?
Yeah.
It's the USFL, yeah.
Oh, and you also, don't forget, Fan Control Football League.
Right.
Johnny.
How's that doing, Johnny?
It's back, I think.
I'll bet Johnny gets a call to go play for one of those leagues.
Yeah, why not? If you're smart to do that.
He's just not out of money.
Yeah.
That's good business.
But it gets rock bottom.
It's good business when your parents are in oil.
All right, a couple more for you here. Texter jumped the gun on this, man. We had the story ready to go here, and a texter brought this up.
What is it?
Conor McGregor is going to be in a movie here. He's going to be starring alongside Jake Gyllenhaal, who I happen to be a big fan of, in a Roadhouse remake.
Yeah, I'm a little upset about that.
Now, I have never seen the original.
You've never seen Roadhouse?
I'm not familiar with the original, no.
The Double Deuce? Come on.
No idea.
Roadhouse 7 times.
Right.
You've seen it 7 times?
Come on, man.
Great
it's
movie.
On. There's a, you got to watch it.
When is it on? I've
first
never,
of all,
never seen it.
Nothing against doctors. Never seen a doctor look that good. Going for a friggin' bouncer at a place.
Patrick Swayze, man.
All right, man.
So there you go. Conor McGregor making his move to movies. I just wanted to throw this in here, by the way, really quick. So we had the Jake Paul fight, right?
and I told you this this morning. And
Joe's waiting for it. Yep.
You couldn't. I mean, you could not possibly care less about this. But
look at Joe's face. I want to take a picture of Joe's face.
Yeah, your face is pretty funny right now.
Oh my
God. I'm gonna allow you for me not to say something. I'm gonna give you just something you have to stop saying.
Yeah. So apparently, the guy who was gonna fight Haseem Rahman, or whatever, they said he was too fat to fight. He was not gonna make his weight. I guess he's gonna weigh in, have like a public weigh in on Friday. To show, okay, like, hey, I made the weight, and this guy canceled the fight on his own, right, like it was his deal.
He's going to wear one of those suits, right? Lose all that weight, go sauna.
Yeah.
Jake
don't
Paul,
care.
Man.
Don't care one leg.
Logan Paul was just in the WWE, the wrestling over the weekend.
Yeah.
Did somebody break his leg or
no,
smack
I think he
him?
Won the fight. Trying to build them up.
Somewhere out there, Victor Bermudez is very, very hurt by this fight being canceled.
Right. He is. You're right.
He's shedding a tear right now as we speak.
Because he can't put Jake Paul for it.
Because he can't put his kids on, like,
FaceTime. That's a shot. That's a nice shot there. Yeah. Dude, it made his daughter's day.
By the way, guys, you know what we haven't talked about? Canes Fest. Coming up this Saturday, 1 to 3. Chance for all the Canes fans out there, if you didn't know, boy, did that sneak up. First practice on Friday, tomorrow. First practice for the Miami Hurricanes. So we're gonna have it all rolling here pretty soon, man. But Canes Fest, always a cool one to go out and get your picture taken with your favorite local player, your favorite player on the team, or some of the new guys. They'll all be out there with the coaching staff. So that's gonna be fun.
You want to promote the show?
And you're going to be out there.
Yeah.
What hours you work?
12 to 3, we're going to be doing a live show. Myself, Brian Monroe, and
Don
Bailey Jr.
Got to have him.
Late add to the program, but man.
Well, he didn't know.
Happy to have him. Yeah,
nobody
true,
told him.
True.
What's he doing?
I think DBJ just hangs out at UM, here? By the way. I saw he was at Media Day.
DBJ's
pumped
up, man.
I think he just hangs out over there. He's so excited for football season.
Of course he hangs out. He's a legend around there. You'd hang around there too if you were talking.
I got to tell you something, man. Seriously.
Go ahead. What do you need to get off your chest?
Uh-oh.
I feel like
we got Canes Fest coming up. Kind of a big deal to kind of kick things off.
It's a big deal.
We don't promote it at all around.
Well, we're promoting it right now.
I know we are, but what's the guy doing?
Well, in fairness, you are the acting boss of the station, and you have dropped the ball on this.
I am not.
Yes, you are.
When he's not
and
here,
you make
you're
the decisions.
PD. Right. You or Dan Day is the PD.
So, you know, this is really your fault.
All right.
We got the Hall of Fame game on tonight.
Yeah, we got the Hall of Fame on here.
Raiders,
yeah, make sure we get that in there.
Raiders minus 2.5.
I like the under.
Oh, yeah, we have it on the radio, by the way. That'll be a good listen. We went through some of the depth charts earlier, man. It looks like Jake Luton is starting for the Jags.
We're looking at the quarterbacks because the Raiders.
C.J. Beathard is listed as questionable. So
underneath where the Raider preview was before on TV, it said the starter is not likely to play.
By the way, I'm going to pound, and I mean pound the over.
You're going over?
Yeah. 30.5?
This team's like,
that was a typo. I'm going to pound that.
Why don't you go back and at least do some homework and see what the scores have been the last few years?
That's
I don't
good.
Care.
That's, you know, that's a great point.
Not a bad idea. All right, so we anyway got 8 o'clock hour coming up. 305-567-0560. Welcome to the radio station that runs itself. Right now, though, I want to tell you about your South Florida Chevy dealers, man. We got one hot SUV family rolling right now. My gosh, if you haven't seen the new Tahoes and Suburbans, got that brand new look in 2021 and 22, but not just the brand new look. They decided to add more space onto the big SUVs. We want you to be even more comfortable for you and that big family of yours. And the midsize SUV, man, even though it's a midsize SUV, it sure feels like a big boy. That Traverse is so much fun to drive, and what a fantastic look it has. Our smaller SUVs, the Trailblazer, the Blazer, and the Equinox, not a bad way to go. Just comes down to what SUV and what style you feel most comfortable driving. But boy, we got something for everybody in the family. Got myself a Tahoe and a Trailblazer right now. Myself and Silverado trucks aren't too bad either. Strong, durable working truck, family truck, combo trucks, we got them, new and used. Hey, stop by your South Florida Chevy dealers and find out why they're calling this the best overall products we've ever had, man. You talk about figuring something out and feeling good. That's how your South Florida Chevy dealers are feeling right now in Dade, Broward, and Monroe County. Convenient locations all over South Florida for you. Hey, stop by today. Fall in love at your South Florida Chevy dealer.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.